Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
2 Chronicles 34 and verse 2 says, "He did not turn away from doing what was right." When Josiah became king, he cleansed Israel of idolatry and he began rebuilding the temple. That's when a priest discovered some long-lost scrolls containing God's word. As Josiah heard what they said, he was deeply moved upon realizing his people had drifted far from God. So he sent word to the prophetess Huldah asking what would become of the people. She told him that since he'd repented when he'd heard God's word, his nation would be spared while he lived. You can read about that in 2 Chronicles 34. An entire generation received grace because of the integrity of one man. And that one man had a lot to overcome. Josiah's grandfather, Manasseh, was like the Hitler of the Old Testament. He filled Jerusalem from one end to the other with innocent blood. And Josiah's father died at the hands of his own officers. What he did was wrong, most likely reads his epitaph. Josiah was only 8 when he ascended the throne. Immediately he chose righteousness and he didn't stop doing what was right all his life. So what's the point? You can't pick your parents, but you can pick your role models. You can't change your past, but you can rise above it. Your parents may have given you your DNA, but Jesus will give you a new beginning. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children. We read that in Ephesians 5 and verse 1. Your past doesn't have to be your prison. You have a say in your life. You have a voice in your destiny, and you have a choice in the path that you take. So choose well, and someday, generations from now, others will thank God for your legacy. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.